Blog Talk Radio.
And you are here today because anyone who ever bet against you was wrong. Because any obstacle that ever dared get in your way, no matter how invincible it may have seemed, it was defeated by your innate power to overcome. You are here today because you are powerful beyond measure. Stop denying yourself of this truth. Your greatest self has been waiting your entire life. Don't you dare make it wait any longer.
A Better Today welcomes you to Empowered Living, Life, the Truth, and Being Free with host, speaker, writer, and personal coach, Steve Maraboli. Steve and his expert guests take you on a quest for truth and highlight philosophies and strategies that help you release your greatest self. It's time to focus on your potential instead of your limitations. Here's your host, Steve Maraboli.
Welcome, welcome. You're listening to Empowered Living Life, the Truth, and Being Free. I'm your host, Steve Maraboli. Of course, you can participate with this show no matter where you're listening, no matter how you're listening. You can participate through AOL Instant Messenger. The screen name is ABT Radio Show. That's one word, ABT Radio Show. You could also participate through our website, empoweredlivingradio.com. That's empoweredlivingradio.com. Today, we have our good friend Marianne Rademacher coming back to the show. Marianne's a best-selling author. She's an artist. She's a mentor. She's a friend. She is an incredible gift for sharing and for sharing just timeless wisdom and sharing it in art as well. Many of you are familiar with Marianne and our conversations. We're having another one today. But first, I want to say hello to the A Better Today community. Keep it simple. Never forget the power of one. One kind gesture, one person at a time, one day at a time. Just get out there and take action. Take action on what you see for our community. Take action for what you see in your home. Take action for what you see in your life. Take action for the kindness, for the compassion, the levels of life that you want to live. Take action. It cannot happen until you make it happen. Get out there and make it happen. One kind gesture, one person at a time, one day at a time. Get out there and make it happen. Let's get to the show. Marianne Rademacher is an international best-selling author. She's an artist. She's a writing trainer. She is incredible. Her website, MarianneRodmacher.com. That's MarianneRodmacher.com. Marianne, welcome back to the program.
Good morning. Good afternoon. Good day to all of you. And a warm greeting to you, Steve.
Good morning. It is now noon here and a beautiful moon.
I know.
It's getting springtime here, and that's when I start feeling. This is when I start having to listen to practice what I preach as far as getting distracted goes. Noontime comes and it's leaning on 70 degrees, and suddenly I'm a kid back in high school and I want to cut class. I just want to go anywhere but work and this is where I got to learn to practice what I preach. How are you doing, Marianne?
Well, I'm hoping that the next little bit of time that we get to spend together doesn't feel too much like work. And I don't have a problem with wanting to play hooky outside today, because today, where I live, I'm enjoying 35 to 70 mile an hour winds. And it's a perfect day to be in. I'm just grateful we have power and I have the capacity to speak with you and your listeners. It's awesome.
We are too. And how are you? If I don't ask you this question first, I get in trouble. How are you feeling? How is your arm feeling? How are you healing? And how is your work going?
I am healing quite nicely. And my arm, I have a very time-honored, long-standing technique I want to share sometime with your listeners today, and it's based upon what I'm getting ready to tell you. If I do not follow the protocols of my physical therapy for my tendinopathy, my arm, metaphorically and literally, writes me a letter. And in very specific terms, my arm communicates with me its precise opinion about how I've been behaving, and it lets me know what it is that it would like me to be doing instead of what I am doing. So before our time together passes today, I'm going to make a note right here that says, letter from my arm, because I want to talk about that a little more so it makes a bit more sense to you when you're listening.
I think that talking about that's important, because something that I'm realizing as the calendars start indicating I start getting older, and I start noticing that I'm listening to my body more. Like, maybe my body's been speaking to me all the time, but maybe I'm starting to listen a whole lot more. If not, it's you either listen when your body whispers, or you have no choice but to listen when your body screams. Do you find the same thing?
It calls to mind a very old comedy routine by the inimitable Bill Cosby, who talks about the principle of child rearing being related to volume. And that is, the first no comes out like this, no. The next no comes out like this, no. And you hear Mr. Cosby escalating in volume till he's practically jumping up and down screaming, no, no, no. This embodies his philosophy of parenting in the early days. And I think the same is true for our bodies. They give us this little nudge. Hey, notice me. It's very subtle. we don't pay attention. They follow the Bill Cosby escalating notice me protocols.
And it's funny, because we've shared this, and on a couple of occasions I've shared on the show how my body has changed, and how it with regards of what it likes that I eat, and what it doesn't mind what I eat, and what it absolutely hates that I eat, and things that I used to eat growing up was I thought no problem, now will just ruin the rest of my day if I have them, and with regards to allergies and everything else. Is that something that, along your lines, now the reason I'm asking you this is because I've noticed a Marianne Rodmacher over the past couple of years that has gone into extra Rocky Balboa mode. You're training. You are training for a world championship. Every time I talk to you, you're refining, you're improving, you're enhancing something else. You're looking at it a different way. It's as if you a part of you was reborn and is just getting started. So I also want to know how you consider what you're eating and how your body is responding to your food to keep up with your Rocky Balboa type training routines.
Well, I believe that I have had the sensitivities I've talked with you about, Steve, all my life. And for those that are new to our conversation, I've discovered through a medical intervention that became necessary because I was severely ill, that I am exceptionally sensitive to gluten, to cow dairy, and to eggs. And I already knew that I was allergic to seafood and fish. So many of my friends at the onset of this were aghast. Like, oh my God, what are you going to eat? And the opportunity to feed my body things that really fuel it has shown me what a fighter and what a real Rocky Balboa I honestly am. Because as I look back, I see that my body has combated these allergies all of my life. When I was younger, I had greater resilience and I could manage it better. So now that age is playing into the equation, I am so grateful for the discovery, Steve, because if I didn't know, I'd still be eating those things and wondering why I feel so poorly. So did I answer your question?
You did. You didn't. And I agree. I think that when it even affects you the way that you think. And I would think that the clarity of mind for you is vital.
In fact, to say it even affects the way that I think, my husband, if he were listening to this, he'd be cackling, because we can tell, and I have to be really forthcoming with you and your listeners, there are times that I choose food that isn't good for me over health. Now, that's a whole other show about why somebody would eat something that they know is going to make them feel badly, but anyone that has food allergies, I think you probably know what I'm talking about. Sometimes you just go, oh, maybe this time it won't hurt, or it won't be that bad, and it'll be worth it, and it's always worth it before you do it. That's the odd magic of food choices. It's when you ask yourself, is it worth it? The forthcoming answer is almost always, yes! And then 25 minutes after you've done it, not so much. So we see on a weekly basis, from the puzzles that I do to keep my mind active to my creativity and my art and just my cohesive capacity in an ordinary conversation or my ability to manage stress. All of those indicators are their barometers of how close I am to my core health and correct healthy choices.
Now when did you really start taking your health seriously? When did you really start taking that approach of health and looking for health and gaining health and living health? When did you start taking that approach?
Well, 3 years ago, I would have told you, my answer would have been, oh, 20 years ago. 3 years ago. 3 years ago, this month, if you had asked me that question on a radio show, I would have told you, I read, I study, I entertain diverse modalities, I walk, I blah, blah, blah. But three years ago, coming up next month, when a bronchial infection culminated in pneumonia that almost kicked me off the planet, that was really the beginning of a journey toward greater health. And so you often talk, Steve, about how when we almost lose something, we recognize what we really have, and some of the greatest messages of our lives come out of our biggest messes. Those are two of your favorite
yes.
things. And so that's when it began for me.
It's amongst my favorite quotes, because it seems to, I have often seemed to find myself in a mess. So I'm quite well versed at that. Now Natalie's writing in the feedback at a million miles an hour. So instead of reading all of this, I'd rather you just talk to me about the life gain and the food ideas you're posting, the gluten-free ideas. Please share that with us.
Thanks, Natalie. And I'm so delighted that you, Natalie, are part of that community on Facebook. And Steve, I'm going to send you the link, or maybe Natalie, will you send it into Steve via Instant Messenger so he can give it to the listeners accurately. My longtime good friend and a young woman, she's my friend and partner in teaching now, but when she was 16 years old, I was a mentor and an agent of change in her life. Her mentor gave her a card that I had made, and it changed the direction of her life at age 16. Her name is Dr. Deanna Davis, and we have started a Facebook page called Life Gain, where it is a community focusing on not weight loss, although I am not in any way against healthy, productive, planned weight loss, but we
right.
call it life gain because there's so much more to managing our health and our wellness and our self-care than weight loss. And Deanna and I were talking about how tired we were of all of the health gurus always coming back to weight. And neither Deanna nor I are or ever will be little fairy weight women. We have big hips And I'm not going to talk about any of our other body parts, but that's evocative enough, I believe, to give our readers a sense of, and parenthetically, this explains why my ballet teacher encouraged me to not take the second semester of ballet when I was 18 years old, because I've talked before about how I have the heart for dance, but the body for something besides ballet. So Deanna and I started this Life Gain group on Facebook, where everyone shares their experience, their expertise, their ideas, their recipes for healthy shakes, delicious meals. Not everyone is gluten-free, but everyone that is part of the Life Gain community is committed to the concept that weight is a measure, a personal, unique to an individual measure, not found on a chart, among many other things that determine our level of best health. There.
It's so great that you create communities like that. I think that's the best of what social type media is for. I mean, when it's used for communities like that, I'd love to see that. And folks, what I'll do is the linking, it's I'll post a link on our site. But if you want to look it up, I'm searching on Facebook right now, because you don't want to wait for the hour to be over. It's a Life Gain with Dr. Deanna and Marianne, and you'll find it if you look it up that way. But we'll post up the link on Empowered Living Radio's page afterwards. I think it's so great that we're using it for this, to find this kind of gluten-free or healthy, and I love that you put it Life Gain, because you and I both know if you're trying to lose weight, you're going to be losing. It's going to be come from a place of loss, where instead of trying to gain health, to gain life, and the byproduct of that, the byproduct of aligning with gaining life, is going to be that your body's going to make the adjustment to the health, which will probably end up in losing some weight, but it'll be healthy weight that is more likely to stay off. I think that's beautiful.
3 years ago, when I made all these discoveries, I was very, very large. I want to emphasize with a capital V and a capital L. I was not a little overweight. In my industry, an author peer who met me politely described me to his peers as a stalwart soul, stout of body. I loved that. He didn't go home and say, "Wow, this chick is fat. She was really surprised. She was surprisingly large." So in my pursuit of health and well-being, I lost an enormous amount of weight. But I'm still, not ready for the ballet stage. But I appreciate your piece on get off the scale. And if we have the chance, I would love to make sure that's part of this show today, Steve. I love listening to that.
I will make sure that we play it on the one break that we take today. I will play that.
Right.
I will play that piece that has get off the scale. Do you find that? Do you find that when you do have people contact you, it is more or less about something empowering, in the sense of, hey, listen, I've tried these diets. Talk to me some more about this. And the reason I'm asking you this is because a lot of the feedback coming in is looking for a rational, practical approach to Life Gain. If I could tell you how many people saying Life Gain, what a great idea. Do you think that the critical mass or the 100th monkey has been influenced, where we realize we don't have to be running from our weight, we don't have to be running from this kind of stuff, instead running towards being healthy and living a healthier life?
I think that we're probably looking at the 96th monkey, Steve.
All right. We're on our way.
I don't think we're looking at the 100th monkey yet, because there's still... people are still asking for a plan, and they're still asking for a plan to manage their weight. And one of the things that Deanna and I, in in the comprehensive body of what we teach, is that if you're looking for this 7-point program, that if you do it in chronological order, by the time you come to 7, you're going to have a perfect life, don't come teach and learn with us. Because that's not, not only do we not believe that that's really possible, but it's just not our way. And so the Life Gain community is about personal empowerment. And Steve, you got to be nodding your head. What a familiar song for you. That there are ways, and there is a way, but that the single way is for you to discover, you to do the research, you to listen, look at the options, and then put together the components that are resonant, that are viable, that mean something to you. If I had followed the plan for my condition, I might be dead now, because it would have involved a lot of medication.
Right.
Instead, I read, I talked to dozens of people, I did the research. I not only used the internet, but I went to the library and sat at a big table in a big quiet room and read from reference books and found my way.
It really is, as we hear happiness, we'll say happiness is the journey, not a destination. It's a way of life. But you really starting to understand, I know that I am, that fit, that healthy, is also not a destination, but instead a way of life.
And you pointed it out just moments ago. What worked in your life at age 20 or 10 isn't necessarily going to be the protocol that you want to be following when you're 30, 40, 80, 90. Your needs change. And so we all need to remain in the mode of a student. The minute we think we know what we need for the rest of our lives, we're laying down a template that's not lined with success. Because our needs change, our bodies change, our life circumstances change. And we need to be ever vigilant on our own behalf.
We really do, and it is keeping that idea really funny from Miranda in California that says, I didn't change my hairstyle since I'm 30. Why would I change when I'm eating? Ha ha. It's really funny, but we do look at it that way. We tend to want to stay the same. And it's just not what we could do. I believe me, folks, there will be few of you that will be more stubborn than I am, I promise. And I've tried to, as Mary Ann said earlier, I've had my mind give me every rational reason why I should still eat and live the way that I was living when I was much younger. And then my body responds with the reality that's just not the case anymore.
I wrote a blog post on my author site, Steve, and because I know you asked, I'm going to tell you right now, it's at MaryAnnRodmacher.net under my blog. I sat across from a friend of mine who was in tears going through an extraordinarily challenging, traumatic time in her life, and weeping, she said to me, I haven't changed anything in 25 years. I don't know how to do this.
Huh.
And it was, oh, boy, my capacity to listen almost went out the window because I was so stuck on how could you even say that? You go from winter to spring. You go from spring to summer. And so my blog post, it's very uncharacteristic because I'm talking about a multifaceted function of a middle finger, and I'm going to just leave it at that because it's not my usual shtick to talk like that, but it was contextual to the event. What she was really saying to me, Steve, was not that she hadn't changed anything in 25 years, but that she's afraid.
Right.
And that she didn't know how to change. She didn't know how to manage the demands of this change. And the listeners that are wondering how to manage their weariness, the young mothers that want to know how they can be the best mother without losing their temper when they're so tired, this period of time is more encouraging than any other in that young mothers have access to moms and dads, new moms and dads, exhausted moms and dads all over the world, and can share the sense of community that I am not alone in this, and can look for from other people's personal viable experience ways that they might be able to incorporate in their own life experience. So we really are not, as we used to be, isolated in our challenges and had to go out the door of our house to find a community. That's not true of our life experience in this period of time.
I find it so interesting as we're talking about change and we're talking about these communities. And again, folks, I'll put the Life Gain community link up on our Facebook site. But isn't it interesting how we talk about change? A recent change is social media. Social media is a recent change that you had to adapt to, not only adapt to, but also take a leadership role as what many people consider you a mentor. You're an incredible author, also as an artist in a commercial sense. How have you adapted to those changes? Are you still feeling your way around the social media world?
I could spend, yes, I am. I'm still feeling my way. I'm still getting to know things. I love the world's biggest gratitude list that you've created, and I could just endlessly read a vast quantity of viable information, inspiring material, beautiful images. And so to me, social media has two places in my life. One place is dessert. It's joy. It's looking at color and art and form and what other people are creating. And I have a growing Pinterest board that just tickles my toes. I use it as a carrot. When I finish certain portions of projects, I'll say, then I can go spend 5 minutes on Pinterest. It's like recess to a kid. I get to go play outside in my favorite social media. And then the other component, Steve, is that I live on an island. And I like living on an island. And the dog, the little puppy that's at my back right now chewing on a bone, is very glad that I don't go away very often. So social media allows me to communicate with you and people all over the world in an intimate, authentic, just real-time way without having to fly to Australia or Taiwan. I love it.
It is fantastic, and folks, we're having a great conversation with Marianne Rademacher. Marianne's the international best-selling author of numerous books. I want you to make sure you check out MarianneRodmacher.net. That's MarianneRodmacher.net. We're going to take a quick break. When we get back, we're going to speak more with Marianne Rademacher. Your feedback, of course, is welcome through our website. And she'll talk. I'll make sure she talks about the letter from her arm. I promise you. And while we're on break, I'm going to post the Facebook page for Life Gain. I'm going to post it on the Empowered Living page. So I'll be doing that in a minute. But in the meanwhile, check out MarianneRodmacher.net. That's MarianneRodmacher.net. You're listening to Empowered Living. I'm Steve Maraboli. Don't move.
Your beauty, just like your capacity for life, happiness, and success, is immeasurable. Day after day, countless people across the globe get on the scale in search of validation of beauty and social acceptance. Get off the scale. I have yet to see a scale that can tell you how enchanting your eyes are. I have yet to see a scale that can show you how wonderful your hair looks when the sun shines its glorious rays on it. I have yet to see a scale that can thank you for your compassion, sense of humor, and contagious smile. Get off the scale because I have yet to see one that can admire you for your perseverance when challenged in life. It's true. The scale can only give you a numerical reflection of your relationship with gravity. That's it. It cannot measure beauty, talent, purpose, life force, possibility, strength, or love. Don't give the scale more power than it has earned. Take note of the number, then get off the scale and live your life. You are beautiful.
Forget the power of one. One kind gesture, one person at a time, one day at a time.
Made a wrong turn once or twice. Dug my way out, blood and fire. Bad decision, that's alright. Welcome to my silly life. Mistreated, misplaced.
Welcome back. You're listening to Empowered Living Life, the Truth, and Being Free. I'm your host, Steve Maraboli. Make sure you check out our websites, SavettaToday.com, SteveMaraboli.com, and EmpoweredLivingRadio.com. That's EmpoweredLivingRadio.com. You could also find us on Facebook, on Twitter, on Pinterest, on YouTube. We're all over the place. The only thing I ask is that you share it. Share it. It's all 100% free. We don't even ask you for your email. So all the thing I'd ask is that you share. Let people know about what we're up to. Let people know about what we're doing. Let people know about our great guests, guests like Marianne Rodmacher. Tell them about MarianneRodmacher.net. Tell them about all her great art, her great work. Her books are incredible. Share. We're on the same team and in this together. And again, while we speak to Marianne, please know that you could find this brilliant woman's website, including her blog, at MarianneRodmacher.net. Marianne, we're only doing 1 hour today, so I don't want the time to go by that we don't talk about the letter from your arm.
I have a protocol, Steve, that is time-honored. I have come to recognize that most people who teach writing for personal development ask people to do some version of this exercise. I began it as a high school student, having a dialogue with myself because that's who I had around to give myself advice to. And so when I say my arm writes me a letter, I literally recommend that when people are having chronic challenges, when people are having repetitive issues, when you look in the mirror and you say, "Why am I facing this again?" have that instance, that circumstance, that repetitive thing, write you a letter, personify it, sit down in a quiet room with a piece of paper or at your keyboard and ask yourself, if this situation, difficult circumstance, repetitive illness could talk, what would it say to me? And then write as if you were that thing. And it's extremely powerful because it enables us to access what we know but don't know that we know. It's a fascinating process. And then another writing protocol that I strongly urge people to follow is to write themselves a letter as if they were writing one of their dearest friends. I have no idea what time it is, Steve, so I have a two-paragraph example of a letter I wrote myself on February 1st of this
fantastic,
year.
Fantastic, fantastic.
Want me to read it?
Yes, please.
Dear Marianne, remember your punctuation. A period is followed by white space, then another sentence or a new paragraph. Endings are just one of the many ways to begin something new. This conflict you are facing is not about the person or the entity or anything else. It's about you, your choices, the quality of life you want, and the characteristics you choose in your days. The ways of the individuals involved in this conflict are not yours, and the frustration you experience is not your about their ways are not your ways. Choose a new way that it is your own, that begins with the best choices for you and your family. Take nothing personally. This individual with whom you are having a conflict, by evidence of their actions, are not your friend. Seize the finest qualities in yourself in this month. Aspire for groundedness and soaring in the stars. Celebrate your many contrasts. Love on your husband. Adore your dogs. Honor your true friends. Teach, inspire, and go out and do what you were born to do. Love, Marianne.
Hmm. Oh, I mean, that's advice for life. I mean, that's reflection and advice for life.
Well, I needed to hear it, and on February 1st, I sat down looking at the month ahead and a conflict that was shaking me, and I followed that. That was tender and loving advice from me to me, and I tried to follow it for the whole month, and it was I referenced back to that letter. That's how I could have it so close to me in our conversation, is that I have kept it right where I work.
It is a great idea to reference your own wisdom. I feel that that's much of the idea behind keeping gauges. Gauges is really you're referencing your own wisdom. In many ways, that letter is a gauge that you have set for yourself in your life.
It is. I had the opportunity to observe just the other day, Steve, that one of the individuals that our culture considers one of the greatest spiritual teachers of all time, I listened to content from that individual, and what I discovered was upwards of 70% of everything that individual said was the work of someone else. And we confuse conduits and bridges with wise I don't even know what to call it, Steve. There are people that teach and become a bulletin board or a blackboard for the collected wisdom of the ages, and they do the world a huge service. But your listeners need to recognize that they also have the capacity to access ageless, timeless wisdom from the entire world, themselves. It's great to take a shortcut and go listen to somebody else that's done all the synthesizing. But you guys listening right now, you can go out and find the body of wisdom that's resonant with your soul and make it your own and live by it and share it with others. Just like the people do that say, yeah, I'll come talk to you for, $250,000. Sure, I'll be there for you. You can be your own. You can be your own guru.
You're the only one who can be your own guru. That's the beauty of it. Everyone else can inspire you. They can give you the goosebumps. They can make you feel amazing. But the only one who could ever change anything in your life is you. You're the point of origin. You are your medicine. You are your poison. You are you. And it's a beautiful thing. And I'm so glad for them to hear it from someone other than me. That go out there and read and reference and then put it down the books and live. And that's the greatest way. The greatest book ever written is your book. The greatest speech ever given is your actions, is your life. And it's amazing, and it's fun to celebrate other people. It's fun to admire others. It's interesting to learn from others. But there is nothing greater than getting out there and living your own life and recognizing where in your life you are your medicine, where in your life you are your poison, where in your life you can learn. Every single day is brand new. Every single day gives you the opportunity to write in your book. And that's a powerful, powerful message. And why I love speaking with you and why I love when you speak with the listeners, because it really is true. And that's, for me, the greatest message of this show is that this is your life, that you are the point of origin, and the day that you stop just applauding others and start living yourself is going to be the greatest day of your life, and you could have that great day every single day. Folks, feedback is at AOL Instant Messenger. The screen name is ABT Radio Show. You could also feedback through our website, empoweredlivingradio.com. We're speaking with Marianne Rodmacher. She's an international best-selling author. She's an artist. She's a writing coach. Check out MarianneRodmacher.net. That's MarianneRodmacher.net. Our buddy Spiros. Spiros is in Bakersfield, California. Happy birthday, brother. He turns 32 years old today, and he writes, I want to ask Marianne for any advice for us in our 30s, what she did or what she would do different from that time in her life. Thanks in advance from Spiros in Bakersfield. And again, happy birthday, brother.
In my 30s, I cared far too much for the opinions of others. I cared far too much for the consequences beyond my control. I was in, and the positive swing to that is that I collected almost 30,000 signatures with the help of my good friend Carol, and we hauled our hips to Washington, D.C., and met with Congress and appropriations committees and people at the Department of Energy and got a 10-year moratorium put in on offshore oil drilling. And in my 30s, I was the head, the tireless head of that movement in my state. And so that's the positive swing of that phenomenon in my 30s. But the negative swing is that I made myself at my core very vulnerable to the attitudes and opinions of others. Mm. And that is where the phrase give no heed to public opinion came from. We have to take care of our reputation, there's no doubt about it, but the first person for whom our reputation truly matters is the image that we see in the mirror every time we look in it.
It's so true, and other people's opinion might be the worst poison you could drink. It is something that, mm-hmm. that can absolutely drive you crazy. Abraham Lincoln said, while you're trying to save your face, you're losing your ass. And it's so true that you can absolutely drive yourself crazy worried about what other people are thinking. And when you realize later on that, first of all, they're hardly thinking, and second, that they have an angle, they have an angle. I mean, there's really the best thing you can do for yourself is just be the best version of yourself and be able to look at that reflection in the mirror and be proud and go to sleep at night knowing that you're proud of a day well lived. That's the most important.
I started my company in spite of the opinion of others. If I had listened to the well-intended opinions of people around me, I wouldn't be talking to you now, Steve. I'd probably be some administrator of some nonprofit organization somewhere in the world.
Yeah, and this show wouldn't exist either for the same reason.
So, thanks for that question, and happy birthday.
Yeah, happy birthday. Remember, it's you're in your 30s, and all that means is that it's another day to be alive. Your 30s are going to come just as your 20s did, just as your teens did. It's going to come one day at a time, brother. So just look at it as a block of one day. Do the best you can today. Put yourself in the best position every single day. Reflect what you are. Reflect loving, compassion, friendship. Be the best version of yourself, and don't you dare let anybody cross paths with you without knowing who you are, what you're about, and share your good with them, your positive light with them. And that's the best way to go through your 30s, 40s, 50s, or anything, man. And get out there and live it. If your clock's ticking, brother, get out there and live it, man. And that's how I truly believe that we should live every single day. Marianne, when we talk, I want to talk a little bit about art, because you always, when you're on, we have artists that come on and really want your opinion on the nature of art and the role that art's going to play in the future. For instance, Lisa Marie in California writes, Steve, could you please ask Marianne what she thinks that communities can do, aside from just petitioning local government? What can communities with not a lot of money or resources do to help make sure that art stays alive in their communities? It is a difficult and more daunting task than it's ever been, and I'm curious what a fantastic artist would think of doing at these times.
I am inspired every time I look at the TheaFoundation.org. It's run by my great good friend, Paul David Leopoulos, and his wife, Linda. Their daughter's life was cut short in her late teens by a drunk driver. And this was their answer to their grief, was to bring their daughter's love of art to the entire state of Arkansas. And there, you can just look up Thea, Google it. I apologize. I can't remember the exact web address, but that organization promotes grassroots, community-based art activities all year long, and it is a model. It is a paragon of artistic vision and innovation. And man, oh man, I know you can get a ton of ideas right there and enjoy what they do.
I think that it's actually a pretty sad reflection that we're having, that this is even a conversation, folks. Don't wait for this to be an issue in your community. You don't understand. It's another thing you can Google if you have a couple of minutes. Look through history. You guys don't understand how devastating it is to lose an art program, whether it be a school, university, a local community. Your local community needs to have art. I don't care how impoverished this community is, you guys have to make sure you do something that involves art. Art is what is the backbone of culture. It has always been the backbone of culture. We understand some cultures only through their art. You could understand the mentality and the origins even of a culture. We cannot, I know, and this isn't Marianne talking, this is only Steve talking. I am watching what could very well be the stupefaction of an entire species, and continuing to damage this would be getting rid of more art programs. We are watching more and more people on the news every day embrace superstition over science, embrace illiteracy over literacy, and we cannot continue to lose this. And losing art programs is a highly effective way of eliminating the culture and the intellectual integrity of a people. Make sure that does not happen in your community. And folks, if it's not in the borders of your community, it's still in your community. If there's people living together, it doesn't matter if it's across the country. It is your community. What happens to them happens to all of us. And we should all stand strong in defense of art. Feedback today, AOL Instant Messenger. The screen name is ABT Radio Show. That's one word, ABT Radio Show. You can also feedback through our website, empoweredlivingradio.com. We're speaking with Marianne Rademacher, international bestselling author, artist, and writing coach. You can check out MarianneRodmacher.net. That's MarianneRodmacher.net. Let's go with... Oh, yeah, let's go with Nancy. Nancy's in Cleveland, and Nancy says, Steve, Marianne's previous idea of having a small box was life-changing for all of us. I'm curious if she had ever thought of considering adding that slash combining that with a journal, a problem journal, an issues journal, something that we could look back on and see not only the issues, but look back and see how we resolve those issues. Am I dwelling too much on the problems and not enough on the solution? Would love Mary Ann's wise advice.
I incorporate all of the events of my life in a single journal. I personally don't want to isolate the challenges and the problems of my life in its very own book because that seems a little bit like giving it even more weight than I want it to have. I'm going to reach. Just hold on. Reaching. Steve, can you hear that?
I can.
Can you hear that noise?
I can.
Yeah, that's the sound of my worry box. Those are the cards in my worry box that's still being employed. Moving on into March, I'm still using it, which tells you that the challenges continue. But do I sound despondent? No.
No.
Am I despondent? No.
No.
But if I had to open a separate book in which to deal with these challenges, worries, and anxieties, I think that it might make me a little too focused on that. And we all know that what you feed grows. So that's why I encourage one book, a general journal writing book that you can enter the joys and the sorrows and the yays and the difficulties and all of the stuff of your life, and then you get to look back on that.
Another thing that I love about you is how you do remind yourself through your journals and through your art. You do remind yourself. It seems to me that you set up a lot of gauges in your life. You have found a lot of ways to remind yourself of things to be inspired about, things to be uplifted about. You said that on the cover of your journal once. You said that you keep a phrase. You constantly are reminding yourself and empowering yourself and inspiring yourself. And the reason I'm bringing this up is because I'd like people to know that at no point is there an enlightenment switch go off. There's not that moment does not happen. It's an everyday thing. I know it is for me too. It's a choice, and sometimes it's a battle every single day. There's not just the switch. There's reminders and gauges that you've set yourself for this journey.
The classic, much revered Zig Ziglar used to tease people. You smell today? Do you smell? What's wrong with you? Didn't you take a bath last week? I mean, you take a bath. You took a bath. You smelled great that day. What's wrong? Well, you call them gauges. I think I might change my vocabulary because I call them tricks. and on a day that it given my own devices, I might complain a lot or take things personally or blame everybody else. I have a bag of tricks, and I use them. I employ them, and they are my own tricks. And when I teach, I tell people, I'm not telling you that this will work for you. I'm telling you how this worked for me. And if you modify it and it works for you, that's great. If you use it exactly the way that I used it and it works for you, that's great too. But, Steve, you're so right. Enlightenment, the closest thing to enlightenment that I get to on any day is just seeing the road that's in front of me, recognizing that my job is putting the next footfall down and doing the best that I can in that moment. That's the closest that I get in my professional and personal life to enlightenment.
It is. It's so interesting, folks. And think about this. It's not so much of what you gain throughout the course of the day. It's what you're able to not allow to distract you from keeping that foot forward, from enjoying your own journey. It's not about gaining. I've said before, and I'll say again, it's spirituality isn't something you add on. You don't grow spiritual. You actually shrink spiritual. It's about cutting away the ideas, cutting away and learning to navigate through tricks, navigate through the journey of life. I think that's the most powerful way of living. And I'm going to get to this question since you asked it 1,000 times. Maria's in Fort Lauderdale. Maria writes, Steve, before the winter came, Marianne had said that her and her husband like to stock up as they don't live too close to mainland. They wanted to stock up for a hard, cold winter. Just want to know how it's going and send warm hugs from Florida. Thank you.
Oh, you Floridians. I have a friend in Florida. When she wants to be snitty, she calls up and says, how you doing, Emma? I'm calling. It's 82 degrees. And I have on and a camisole, a T-shirt, a long sleeve shirt, a silk overshirt, and a sweater. And that's indoors. And I mentioned earlier in the program, dear Floridian, has it calmed down out there? Yeah, it looks like it's not 45 mile an hour winds anymore. Yeah. So, but beyond the tree bending in the wind is one of the most beautiful harbors that I've ever seen in the travels of the world that I've done. And I get to look at that every day, even when it's foggy, raining, snowing, hailing, all the things that it does here.
And you guys had a pretty nasty winter up there, didn't you? Or is that just always?
Our weather person yesterday called it, we are anticipating a dynamic weather event. Like, holy God. When I was little, we used to call those storms. We're having a dynamic weather event. And at 4 o'clock this morning, I posted on my Facebook page because I'd been awake for 2 hours because the electricity was going on and off. And I kept having to go outside to retrieve the lawn furniture. I said, so this is what the weatherman meant by a dynamic weather event. Steve, what's up with that?
I think that's really, really funny. I think that's funny that he described it that way. But, folks, our hour's up. It's counting down.
No
the red lights,
way.
Yeah, red light's flashing on me. And usually we do 2 hours with Marianne, but today I can only do 1 hour today. Red light's flashing. Check out MarianneRodmacher.net. Love you too, Marianne. MarianneRodmacher.net.
Bye.
You can check out her books. Check out her art. She does coaching programs, and I've already posted up the website on our Facebook. So, again, check out MarianneRodmacher.net. Folks, you're listening to Empowered Living Life, the truth and being free. I'm your host, Steve Maraboli. Our website is empoweredlivingradio.com. Go out there and make a difference. Talk to you later.
Better Today would like to thank you for listening to Empowered Living, Life, the Truth, and Being Free.